Lesson 17, The Infinite Nature of God's Universe, January 21, 2021. I come to speak of the nature of God, the functions of God, how it is that God orders His universe, this great swirling expression of God's soul that continues to exist and will exist for all eternity. Often you have sent your prayers forth to God. You ask of Him many things. You bring your heart forward in feelings and desires with the intention that God will answer your prayers and bring to you those gifts and blessings which God desires to give and which you desire to receive. Every heartfelt and soul-felt prayer reaches the ears of God and brings some response, some influence from God upon the situation, upon your soul, upon all those things. Upon all those things which you are a part of and continue to desire to grow within. The question is, how does God answer prayer? How are these things received and responded to in the realms of men and the realms of God? When God created the universe, because of the depth of His perception of all things material and spiritual, He created the mechanisms by which life may be sustained, and indeed the soul may be sustained. Through all the endless expressions of God's creation, there is an order and what you would call a system of interaction of laws which would ensure a certain level of harmony in the universe. I will use your body as an example, one which is of God's creation and which you rely upon in order to live an active life on the material plane. Yet, in many cases, you are not aware of the functioning of your body, the beating of your heart, the processes of your digestive system, and how things move and interact within you. These things are governed by laws, are they not? These things do not require your attention unless there is something that is out of harmony, to such a degree that you sense this condition within you. In many ways, your bodies reflect the workings of the universe, governed by laws, those expressions of energies and elements interacting together, creating and sustaining life, not only in your world, but in many worlds. Often, humanity takes for granted the beautiful complexity, the wondrous aspects in motion, which consist of all the elements of the earth, interacting together, sustaining and expressing life in all its myriad forms, shape, and purpose that is within your world. It is not necessary for you to take account of all these things, but rather within your heart to feel grateful and joyful that God has indeed created such a magnificent universe, one that is full and replete with His intentions and desire for life to be expressed in all the multitudes of ways and means. Whether that be within the material form or within the spirit form, it is a reflection of life, governed by different laws expressed in different ways and yet part of the whole of the universe and part of God's intentions and efforts to sustain life, to give life layer upon layer of expression, meaning, and purpose. Such is God's intention, that there is not only an expansion outward in a material sense, but inward as well, as layers continue to evolve and be expressed in God's universe. I know this is difficult for your minds to comprehend, but the universe is what you call multidimensional, as many aspects which you are yet to discover, and we who are further along in our perceptions and experience of life continue to awaken to and continue to see within the limitlessness of life that is God's universe. When you look up into the sky and see the stars and sense the vastness of the universe, is it not truly remarkable that you may have a personal relationship with the Creator of this universe, that within His love and, shall we say, consciousness, there is an awareness of your existence in His creation, that there is the possibility of intimacy, of truly knowing within you and awakening to the true expression and presence of God with your soul's perceptions, which is another layer, an element of your being, and in itself contains many levels, many dimensions of awareness. This is the one aspect of your being that has the potential to reflect, to a limited degree, the consciousness of God. It gives you the possibility of knowing and awakening to the many aspects of God, which are beyond measure and beyond counting. But nonetheless, The consciousness of the soul awakened with the essence of God within it can have insight and perception of many aspects of God's being and consciousness. Since God does not have a physical form, He has created aspects and elements within the functioning of the universe in order to maintain and bring in an ordered way the harmonious functioning of His material world and His creations, so that He does not need to be engaged personally in overseeing these various levels and aspects of both the material and spiritual world. Just as you do not need to oversee the functioning of your body to any great degree, so God does not need to be aware of these elements of the universe unless there is a critical need for His attention. When you pray and reach out to God, you open a door that is reserved for humanity only to have a personal connection with God. In God's great love and mercy for His highest of creations, He has given this gift of communication and connection between your soul and God's soul. Yet few avail themselves of this great boon to the existence of humanity, this privilege of knowing and being within a personalized relationship with God. This is where God's focus is, beloved souls, upon His beautiful creation, which is the souls of humanity. It is indeed a great privilege and a great blessing to exist within the workings and the expressions of God's great soul. In these workings, there is a personal blessing or plan for each individual, but it is for that individual to come to know this and understand his plan. This, too, can only be realized with the soul awakened by the blessing of God's essence within. Otherwise, humanity ventures forward within the mind, the material mind, and imaginings that come with his inherent abilities to understand the universe. This may bring a measure of truth and understanding, but not a true relationship with the Creator, a relationship which can only take place with the opening of the door of the soul, yearning for God and awakening to God. For no amount of material ability, whether that be of the spiritual quality or the material quality, can come to God in all earnestness and purity, so that within these intentions a true relationship may be realized. As you can well imagine, God's universe is very complex indeed, and there are no limitations to God's universe, His creation, in which clearly exists a sense of order and balance, of flow and progress. All of these things are governed with love, the power of love. Not the love which humanity expresses, but the love of God and its infinite powers and possibilities. Within the universe is God's love manifest, and within God's love is a great impetus for all that is within creation to come and move towards harmony. For love and harmony are two aspects of the same force which governs the universe. Humanity does not understand love to any great degree, but indeed there is a recognition, a sense and a feeling, which is an aspect of love within them. Many of you have come to a decision that you wish to explore love in all its glory, beyond that of the human scale, towards that of the infinite scale of the soul in relationship with God's great soul. You continue to venture forth, my beloved friends, to see that yes, there is a vast universe that is awakening within you and reaching out to the great universe of God, powered by the infinite capacities of the divine essence flowing within your soul, awakening these potentials, bringing you into greater harmony and alignment with the power of love, which is indeed the essence of God. These things will continue to grow for all eternity. For indeed, God's universe continues to expand and grow for all eternity. You are a part of that great adventure forward towards further awakening, greater understanding, and most of all, greater love expressed through you. I do not think that the soul of the individual could ever absorb the wonders of God's creation, nor can the soul of the individual replicate the wonders of God's being expressed through love. But indeed, as the soul grows in love, brightens and awakens in love, so it has the opportunity to break through the limitations of the mind into the vastness of soul consciousness. In this, there is a far greater understanding and realization of God's universe, where there is the possibility of deeper union with God. And in this way, God shares many insights through soul perceptions and knowings, soul to soul, God's soul to your soul. To express what this truly is would be impossible using words and mindful concepts expressed through the limitations of mediumship. But I wish to assure you that indeed the vast world of the soul in all its capacities and abilities to know God and to know God's universe is available to every soul in your world, provided they are willing to set forth on this journey of soul awakening. Indeed, God does know you all personally and is aware of everything that you are and has a keen desire that you grow beyond what you are today towards what you can be as your soul grows in His love. God does not set limitations before you. Instead, God invites and opens Himself to this sharing of soul. It is your choice to come and enter into this garden of knowledge and experience, of love and joy. We are limited by what we may share with you because you do not have, as of yet, the perceptions and abilities to truly understand what it is that we are attempting to express to you. This may only come as you continue to awaken within your soul those perceptions and abilities to experience the world of God and to absorb this experience and through this absorption, awakening to these truths. So God sends to you His angels, who are all too eager to assist you on that journey, so to help inspire your journey forward and to help you overcome those barriers towards that journey. It is in prayer that you find your way. It is in listening to God that you are assured that you are urged forward upon your path. In knowing your own inner self, you come to understand, at least to some degree, the possibilities and potentials that lay before you upon this journey. You become a child of God as you release your fears, anxieties, prejudices, and judgments, opening yourself to the clarity, expansiveness, and truth that God has to give to your soul. Though it is difficult for you to communicate in a conscious way within your soul, it is ever possible and will come to be as you exercise your ability to push aside the concerns of the material mind and be with God within your soul. It requires some discipline, faith, and a desire to be in harmony with those laws which governing the awakening and integration of the mind of the soul and the material mind. Indeed, many of you find this quite challenging in your material world, but all support and influence is given to each one of you. It is not impossible, but it does require your efforts and focus in prayer, in listening, in putting aside the material conditions which you all carry in your life. Though in some ways God is detached from the functions of the universe because He has set forth and put into motion His laws governing these things, He still has influence and can guide and direct in accordance to His will and His wisdom. So you may beseech God's influence upon you with your prayers. That influence is powerful indeed, but it is not felt and known in the way that you feel and know things within your material world. It is felt and recognized within your soul. As you continue to widen that passage between your conscious and mindful self and that of soul consciousness, feeding this with God's love and essence, then you will come to know God's influence as a powerful and directive force within you. It will awaken all those elements deep within that God has placed through His perfect plan and wisdom for each individual soul. None will be forsaken and none will be denied, but all are welcome, provided they are willing to accept this invitation. Your acceptance is not just of the mind in making a decision to follow the path of God's love, but this must also come from the soul, for this is the deepest and most powerful part of your being. Once these two parts of yourself are in alignment and in agreement to follow the way to the soul's awakening, then all manner of blessings, all gifts of love, all influence and guidance and care will come to that soul. Often it starts as an intellectual idea, at least in the conscious way, but indeed within the soul with this election to walk with God, a great joy comes from deep within. A recognition that the soul has found its way into the light and truth of God's love and presence. Many of you have ventured forth a few steps upon this journey towards those things that I speak of, regarding the vastness of the universe, the vastness of God, the many aspects of His creation and His soul that may only awaken within you, and your imagination, an idea of these things. But I tell you that as you move forward, as your soul gains strength and vitality, with its gifts awakening, you will see beyond the imaginings of your mind towards the infinite possibilities of your soul's perceptions. You will see God and come to know God and be with God in all of God's glory, light, and wonderment of these manifestations. Your perceptions of life, your ideas, purpose, and perception of meaning will be changed and transformed by the rising consciousness of your soul. The great joy of this journey is to witness within yourself and within others this magnificent transformation, leading towards deeper truth, greater love, and magnificent expressions of your soul. There is so much that awaits each soul, and it is the limitations of your minds, the fear, the uncertainty, and doubt which hold you back. As the influence of the material world continues to have its hold upon you, the priority of awakening the soul is not as great. Indeed, each of you, as you continue to progress and seek soul awakening, there comes a time when you need to give up your firm grasp of what you call reality and adopt and utilize the true perceptions of the soul and the soul mind so that you may see the world in a different way. This cannot come overnight, as you must be strong enough so to readily come to that place and accept that place of a changed reality, a changed perspective, one that has been transformed in love. But, oh, the blessings that will come when you have crossed that threshold of acceptance, adopting the ways of the soul and releasing the limitations of the material mind. You will come to know great joy, and you will absorb great wisdom and understanding which come with those perceptions and blessings from God, and you will become a great channel of love and light in the world. Upon my journey within your world, I taught many things and gave of myself to the will of God. Indeed, I made the statement that these things I do, you may do also, and in greater measure. This is true, provided you are willing to release the shackles of the human condition and be embraced fully by God. The world is in great need of those who are willing to teach the truth of His love and demonstrate this truth with such depth and power, light and love, that none will deny their existence and example that they carry. This is our great desire for you, beloved souls, to walk the earth as a clear and beautiful channel of love and truth, to be that channel for God, so that God may awaken many souls to the truth and possibilities of this path, therefore igniting great change in your world, for it would not take many redeemed souls walking upon your world to teach and lead others toward this truth. So we put great efforts forth in our obedience to God's will to support and inspire and guide you all towards greater light, towards deeper soul awakening, towards higher truth and understanding of that truth, so that you may feel love and compassion for all of humanity, and put aside and cleanse all those things within you that are not of love. We continue on that journey together, working together for the benefit of humanity. I implore you to continue to pray, to redouble your efforts in prayer, to walk in the light of God and to be a shining example of that light. May you walk through your life with a conscious awareness with every breath and every moment, so that it may be within the harmony of God's will and the beauty of God's love, expressed in ever greater measure as you journey forth as His instruments, His channels of love, so that all things that are illusions, all that is of pain and judgment and error and unloving ways may be washed away, replaced by truth and love. These things you may do, my beloved friends. These things are possible, but it requires your dedication and desire to move forward, not entrapped in the limited thinking and paradigms of material expectation, but with the soul freed from the tyranny of the mind and awakened in the expansiveness of God. In this way, you will not only fulfill the desire of your soul to be free and awakened and in the grace of God, but will fulfill the desire of God to make you His channels of light and love in the world. These are lofty goals indeed, but goals that may be accomplished provided a deep dedication and effort on your part. May you come to see this as your destiny. May you come to see the great potentials, blessings, and rewards that will come as you build within you the treasures of the soul and bring them to full awakening in love. May God bless you, beloved souls. I am your brother and friend, Jesus. I've come once again to speak to you, encourage you upon your path to God and your path to service. You are much needed in the world, my beautiful friends. Know that we walk together. Know that you are seen and known by God, and that all of God's resources and blessings are directed towards each one of you. May you come to know the wonderment of His favor and His love upon you. God bless you, beloved souls. I am your brother and friend. I love you all. God bless you.